10:36, Jerry Bader Show. So here's the headline at the New York Times about a tweet from President Trump this morning. Marshawn Lynch angers Trump by standing for Mexican anthem. So President Donald J. Trump is the only American who's upset by that act, huh? Wow, I understand. President Trump is the one with the largest platform. He tweeted on it. Donald Trump on Monday added Marshawn Lynch to the list of sports figures he has criticized on Twitter. Lynch has been regularly sitting during the national anthem this season and did so again when his Raiders played the Patriots in Mexico City on Sunday. Lynch then stood, though not at attention, during the playing of the Mexican anthem. So, of course, they played both, Patriots and the Raiders, playing in Mexico City last night. Trump's first tweet of the day Monday took Lynch and the NFL to task. Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands for the Mexican anthem and sits down to boos for our national anthem. Great disrespect. Next time, NFL should suspend him for remainder of season. Attendance and ratings way down. Now, I will agree with those who, as President of the United States, when you say should suspend for remainder of the season, that sounds like the government talking. As for the rest, it is disrespectful. But I want to go beyond that. I want to ask a question here. What is the statement that Marshawn Lynch is sending? Whether intended or not, and I believe it's intended, he doesn't respect what the American flag stands for, but respects what the Mexican flag stands for. That's, whether he understands it or not, that's what he's saying. As they have all said, it's not about the flag. It's what the flag stands for. He doesn't think the country that the American flag represents deserves his respect, but he thinks the Mexican flag does. Earl says he has sat for years. What the New York Times says is that What the New York Times says is Lynch has been regularly sitting during the national anthem this season and did so again. Again, I don't think, according to Lynch, he's always sat for the national anthem. So what? So now do we have to go back and find all the footage from when he was, with the Bills and then the Seahawks and now the Raiders? But why did he stand then for the Mexican anthem? I'm sorry. Again, I don't care if he has, Earl. I don't care. It's not relevant to the conversation. Why does he choose to sit but then stands for another country's anthem? In fact, I think it makes it worse. It's not mitigating. This points out the whole problem that I brought this up last week with Colin Kaepernick being named GQ's Citizen of the Year. What's the end game here? I'll tell you what, Marshawn, if you're still playing, maybe the NFL finally will expand to Mexico City. They should do that before London, by the way, from an economic point of view. And maybe you'll be a free agent there if you're still playing. But this notion, I mean, think about it. Do you really have more respect for the Mexican flag, really? And what that country stands for versus our country, really? And again, I'm not saying this country doesn't have its problems, including continued racism problems. But it's also a country that elected a black president and where Marshawn Lynch and where all sorts of people of color can make all sorts of money playing football, acting, being a doctor, lawyer, whatever. That's not to say life here is perfect, and no one's suggesting that it is. But if your point is to draw attention, and I guess Lynch is somehow saying he's been doing it for a long time, well, how did he not get noticed then? I've never heard any comment about it. I don't know. But again, whatever his motive, whatever his practice, by standing for the Mexican anthem, the notion, well, it's just what I always do, becomes negated. And it becomes a political statement. Again, toward what end? What are you, be it Colin Kaepernick or any other NFL member who chooses not to stand for the national anthem, what's your goal? What's your end game? How long is it going to take you to get there? What? Well, pointing out the inequity, okay, the inequality. So you don't think the United States deserves to be honored? We're that horrible of a country? For what, forever? Because, in fact, you are never going to get rid of racism. There will always be some, and not just among white people. That's not going to be the case. There will always, you'll never be able to eradicate it. What specifically you believe there are issues between law enforcement and people of color? I think there are some. Okay, what do you want done? Be specific. What course of action do you want taken? What legislation? What rules? How do you want this addressed? And I've said this, I know, repeatedly. All movements, all social movements, have goals. When they run out of goals is when they run into trouble. Or they find a new goal. The transgender community is now getting, quite frankly, is now in the spotlight because of the advent of gay marriage. The LGBTQ community, a tremendous victory for them with the legalization of gay marriage via a Supreme Court ruling. So what's next? The women's rights movement had legitimate goals. Recent history also shows that they still have legitimate grievances, don't they? The civil rights movement, legitimate, specific goals. What do you want? What does victory look like? If you can't answer that question, you're not going to get any respect at all for this movement. That is just the stark reality. And I have no problem at all with President Trump criticizing Marshawn Lynch. Again, the notion should be suspended. Again, the President of the United States, it carries potentially the weight of government when he says that. And that is the concern that I have there. All right, on to whatever we have time left for in 3 minutes. It's 10:44.
The Jerry Bader Show.